rested and ready. Good afternoon with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Following a day and a half of mandatory rest, Quest leader Brent Sass resumes racing tonight at 5:43 UConn time and will be followed a little over an hour later by Michelle Phillips and then in successive hours by Cody Strath, Alan Moore, and others. As KUAC's Lex Trinan reports, Dawson provides a welcome reset for racers canine and human.
In Dawson City, mushers are required to take a 36-hour layover, a much-needed break after the first 530 miles of racing. They get across the finish line, have their passports checked.
You have your passport with you?
Yes, I do.
Answer media questions, and then get ready to head off to the dog yard across the river. On Friday morning, in the middle of a media interview, rookie Noura Shalin is called out from just outside the fencing by a man wearing a Wild and Free jacket.
Oh. How are you? Good job.
It's Mark Sass, Brent Sass's father, who's a constant presence at the checkpoints in between all of his other duties. Shalin is borrowing some of Sass's dogs, so the two have paid close attention to each other's progress.
Yeah,
into
the dogs. Yeah. All the kids are doing good, huh?
Yeah, no, they're doing great.
Good.
They're doing really well.
But Mark Sass has plenty of other duties as well. After driving over 30 hours from Circle to Dawson City, you'd think he'd be tired. But immediately after Shalin's finish, he offers to drive me across the Yukon to visit Sass's dogs. Making sure the sled is properly maintained is one of Mark Sass's most important tasks. As we cross the ice bridge over the Yukon River on our way to the dog yard, Mark Sass tells me just how thorough he is.
Check every bolt and nut. Had a change piece on the brake because one of the pegs got broke. And just to make sure that it's okay, and then check the tool kit to make sure everything is there. So if he did break, he's got enough stuff with him to fix, or at least get by so he can carry on. So
yeah.
As busy as his jobs are, Mark Sass is just an extra hand. Official handlers stay at the dog yard while he gets to sleep in a cushy hotel in town.
Well, they have an Arctic oven tent, which is a heated tent. And they stay out there, and then they've been rotating back and forth.
Mark Sass unloads two heavy buckets of warm water for the dogs, taken from the checkpoint. He puts them on a sled and starts his trek past the other mushers' camps that are set up along the way. It's a decent walk, but Mark Sass is jovial throughout, stopping to chat with other mushers and handlers. When we arrive at Brent Sass's camp, the musher is hard at work packing his sled.
You taking your mitts?
No. I have my other beaver mitts.
Sure?
I'm leaving them. Okay.
He's intense about it, and a bit snappy, but as he explains once he's done, the next section of trail is one of the trickiest to pack for.
It's a long trip over to Pelly, a couple hundred miles, so there's a lot of dog food and a lot of gear. And you gotta pack for every situation you could possibly have out there, so you just gotta make sure you got what you need. You're all alone out there for the next 200, so.
While almost all the work in Dawson City is done by handlers, packing a sled is something most mushers tend to do themselves, just in case. Brent Sass says he has super reliable handlers in Mike Ellis and Steve Stoller, longtime friends and aides, but he isn't willing to give up that trust.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I trust them, but it's better for me to see it go into the sled. And I think they want me to see it go into the sled. Yeah, it does.
He doesn't want them to leave either, though.
It's super nice for these guys to be here and watching it, especially Mike, who's run many Yukon quests. He kind of knows what I need, so it's nice for him to be watching and be like, hey, do you have this? This would be a good thing to have, you know, double checking everything.
And the handlers aren't just watching over equipment. They're also up at all hours taking care of dogs and even protecting the mushers from themselves. Brent Sass says he slept almost 20 hours in the time he's been in Dawson, thanks to them.
And I got tons of rest. Steve, you know, my personal assistant, and making sure I fall asleep and taking my phone away and making sure that I just get sleep here is super important in food. So I've had a really good stop. I'm going to go get one more nap here. Got a few more hours, and we'll be ready to go.
With a 230-mile stretch of trail before him, that extra sleep will come in handy over the next 24 hours. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblow's Air, and Beaver Sports. Proud sponsors of KUAC.